Kugel lesson from the Bible. The sweating to blessing. The Moabite wanted to do bad to the Israelite them. Numbers chapter 22, verse 3 to 6 say,
And Moab became very frightened of the people, because they were so many. Indeed, Moab felt sick with fear because of the Israelites. So Moab said to the elders of Midian, Now this congregation will devour all our surroundings, just as a bull devours the grass in the field. Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of Moab at that time. He sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, at Pethor, which is by the river in his native land. He summoned him, saying, Look, a people has come out of Egypt. Look, they have covered the face of the earth, and they are dwelling right in front of me. Now, please, come and curse this people for me, for they are mightier than I am. Perhaps I can defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I well know that the one whom you bless is blessed, and the one whom you curse is cursed.
Jehovah take action to protect his people. Numbers chapter 22, verse 12 say,
But God said to Balaam, You must not go with them. You must not curse the people, for they are blessed.
Verse 34 and 35 say,
Balaam said to Jehovah's angel, I have sinned because I did not know that it was you standing in the road to meet me. And now, if it is bad in your eyes, I will go back. But Jehovah's angel said to Balaam, Go with the men, but you may speak only the words that I tell you. So Balaam continued going with the princes of Balak.
Numbers chapter 23, verse 11 and 12 say,
Balak then said to Balaam, What have you done to me? I brought you to put a curse on my enemies, and here you have done nothing but bless them. He answered, Must I not speak whatever Jehovah puts in my mouth?
Nobody can go against Jehovah and win. Numbers chapter 24, verse 12 and 13 say,
Balaam replied to Balak, Did I not say to the messengers you sent, If Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not of my own will do anything beyond the order of Jehovah, whether good or bad. I will only speak what Jehovah would tell me.
Bearing Torah witness about God's kingdom, page 53, paragraph 5. Insight on the scripture, volume 2, page 291. Nothing can stop the good news from spreading all over the world, just how God wants it. Not even hard time or persecution can stop it. When things hard on us, let's depend on Jehovah and continue worshiping Him because He will take care of us.